Welcome to the Mark in the Morning podcast. Want to receive this daily? Search Mark in the Morning on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I am beyond knowing who's on the board. It's been a weekend, and boy has it. So who is on the board for the legal FCC-required station identification?
I have never been happier to say that it is Andy Chandler.
We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Today's legal ID will be delivered by Gina's other boss, Adam Carolla.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to stay real quiet. Nice.
100.3 in the sound is KSWD, FM and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, yada, yada. Some other Southern California's classic rock, whatever that means. Hey, you're using a carbide tip when you should be using diamond. Come on. An idiot knows you shouldn't be doing that.
I think you smoked it, dude. Oh, yeah, that was hysterical.
That's great.
Well, we'll discuss our weekends in a moment. Do you guys remember on Friday when I said, I know something you don't know, and I wish I could say it, but I can't, but I really want to?
Yes. What the H?
At that point, it was nothing more than a concept. At that point, it had been discussed, and it was possible. But today, it's happening. At 7:40, 20 minutes until 8, I have a major announcement, and it's going to affect all of you. I cannot wait to do this. Put your arms around me. We have 17, yes, not 16, not 18, the 17 germiest places.
Oh, no.
Some of them you know, some of them you don't.
One of them's in this studio, I'm sure.
Normally, radio station control rooms are the filthiest place on the earth.
Yeah.
I was actually, and I'm not kidding you, I was on the air at KLOS talking, and this tennis ball sized dust ball rolled in front of me on the console.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's nuts.
No, that's super gross.
Can I just tell you, there's something unholy that goes on in this radio station over the weekend. Something happens. The bathroom is always destroyed on Monday morning. Like, destroyed. Not even like livable. I walk in there and just walk back out, and I'm like, I'll take my chances.
Well, the sound, like most radio stations, the weekends, nobody is in except the one person who's on the air at any given time. The lights are off in the hallway. It is kind of a spooky place to be on the weekends. And I think because somebody knows they're completely alone, they do things they know they shouldn't.
Unspeakable things.
Naughty things is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Bobby Collins, very funny. He'll be joining us about 8:30. Trending with Gina, Capsule with Andy. And this will be kind of fun. We have the British top 10 favorite number one songs, and you guys can guess. Some of them are not surprising. One of the songs I had never heard of in my life, but it was a number one song in Britain. When we come back, we'll take a look at weekends. What's up? This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Gina's going to trend in a minute. Andy's got that capsule pulsating ready for you. Weekends. Andrew, let's begin with you.
Well, let's see. We had a family hike on Friday.
Aww. Fun.
Yeah. And then paid bills over the weekend. Did a little yard. I live the most boring life of anyone I know.
Oh, Andy.
Gina.
Yeah. So I have about over a dozen family members in town for a cousin's wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. Everything went off without a hitch. And I am a hero and simultaneously the dumbest person on the planet. So I was sitting out by the pool right before the wedding. I had spent 2 hours getting my hair exactly the way I wanted it. I was like, you know, I'm just going to go to the pool, put my feet in. It's all good. I don't want to mess up my hair. The wedding starts in 45 minutes. So a group of drunk girls swims up to me and hands me her phone and goes, can you take a picture of us? Her bikinis are shiny. Oh, sure. Great. She hands me the phone. As she's handing it to me, it tips off of my fingertips and in slow motion just splashes into the pool and starts sinking. I go, no. So in the hair that I have been working for 2 hours on and fully clothed am full makeup. I dive into this pool like I am trying to save a drowning child.
What? Oh my God.
Pick up the iPhone at the bottom of the pool, crest out like Ariel from The Little Mermaid, go, I got it. I got it. I'm sorry. Well, meanwhile, there are people doing a jam session. There are people reading. Everybody's quiet. Everybody stops and looks at me. I am terrified. I have broken this girl's phone, and thank God for alcohol. She looks at me. She goes, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine. So here I am looking like a drowned rat. My hair is messed up. I have to run back to the room, put something together, and thank God this woman didn't kill me for breaking her phone. That was how my weekend was.
You know what? The difference between you and I. Yes, it's an iPhone. 400, 500, whatever they are. You're all decked out. Let's say it's me and I'm there and I'm wearing a tux and I'm like, no way am I diving in that pool.
But it was one of those things, like literally, if it was a child, boy, now I know what I would do, I guess. Because it didn't even dawn on me. I didn't even think. I saw the phone fall into the water and I dove in like I was a competitive Olympian.
Yeah. So no freaking way.
No. Okay.
Did you get her number?
Oh, Andy. Well, that's what
I'm wearing a bikini. She can afford to get rid of an iPhone, and she likes to party.
And you're looking to be a houseboy.
Jackie, how was your weekend?
Friday, went bar hopping with my guy. Nice. Saturday, I went gangsta bowling with my family.
You went what?
Gangster bowling.
What happens?
Well, gangster bowling is basically we sneak in all our drinks because they have beer bottles there. And people start bowling apparently from their seats. So they break all the rules. Yeah, my family. Yeah, yeah. It took me a while to bring
these in.
From your seat? Well, you just throw the bowling ball?
No, everybody got so tipsy they just started bowling from wherever.
That combines my two favorite activities, sitting and bowling.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing, Jackie, is you spent the weekend drunk.
Yeah.
That's great. That's good family bonding.
Got to get through this job right now.
Awesome.
By the way, speaking of Jackie, call her up. She's sobering up as we speak. Mm-hmm. It's 888-696-1003. Daniel Mizrahi, your weekend policer.
My God, all you guys had some exciting stuff, even Andy. I spent it with my new nephew. Which he's really cute.
Uncle Danny.
We're bonding. Mm-hmm. And
does he have a name yet?
Not yet. I mean, he does, but it's revealed only after the circumcision, which he's got to gain a little weight. He's a little small right now.
I thought it was supposed to happen on the eighth day or something.
Yeah, but he was born like under 5 pounds, so he's got to get up to like 6 or something.
Nice trivia, Rabbi Chandler.
Yeah. I know my Moyle trivia.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. And then dinner with the wife, and then I had a green apple for dinner last night.
Well, speaking of that, Matthew's visiting, and so we went out Saturday night. We get to the restaurant. It's a regular. It's a sushi place. We get there, and the place is completely blacked out with St. Patrick's green. So I ordered my tall hot sake green, by the way. The hot sake green.
Mm. Awesome.
So I've already kicked up some St. Patrick's Day. Matthew and I are going to play golf on Thursday. He's never played golf in his life. So yesterday we hit golf balls into the lake, and I was showing him how to swing. And don't give me crap about putting stuff in the lake. It was only a couple. And then I'm going to trim the palm trees, and Matt's going to assist. I cut the palm. He stacks it. Well, he started drinking about 3. He sucked at the assistant job. I had to do it all myself. But then the moment I've been waiting for about 6 months came. Matthew and I sat down, and we watched Whiplash.
And what did you think?
I'm going to play Billy Joel, and then I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Rockin' the Dump. This is 100.3 The Sound. It is Southern California's classic rock. Billy Joel, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Moments ago, we were talking about our weekends, and part of my weekend was the boy and I, who is a professional drummer. Neither one of us had seen Whiplash, and so we sat down. I didn't have a block on it. It wasn't in that many theaters, and so I didn't get a chance to see it there, and I was just waiting for it to come out. And I was at Target, and I found it on Blu-ray, so we sat down. I could not have loved this movie more.
Mm.
Second to Birdman, that is my favorite movie of the year. And I'm not giving anything away by telling you that this is an overbearing music teacher in a music school. And he throws things at students. He cusses them. He slaps them. He does whatever he wants. And so for a while, you're just kind of hating him because he's an ass. And then, in his own words, he reveals to the main student that this movie is about why he does what he does. And he said, it's not until you push a person to their breaking point and then even further until greatness comes. And that made me like him. And then, just as I thought I couldn't enjoy the movie more, came the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If anybody is listening and you've had a block on this or you think you know what it is, you don't know what it is, Whiplash is a great... And you know, I said that we in America, and by the way, this is a true statement, as far as our films, we're making blockbusters. That's what we're doing now. And we're getting our ass kicked by all these other countries that are making nice, sweet, meaningful, little bitty movies. This is an independent, little bitty movie that is great.
Edgy, yeah.
And wait until you see Academy Award winner. Is it J.J. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons, even though I wanted to be J.K. Rowling.
Oh, man. And the kid was robbed.
Miles
he should have
Teller.
Been nominated.
Absolutely. And what did your son think of his drumming? Because, oh, my God, they couldn't just put anybody in that role. You had to really know what you were doing.
Well, I am not going to share this. Matt shared something with me, and I can't say it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
The drumming's incredible. You're right.
I just hope you don't subscribe to that philosophy that people don't get their greatness until you push them to their breaking point, because these windows are double pane, but I think I could probably jump through it. And he says, there's no two words more harmful in the English language than good job. And I go, oh, well, parents are about to change their philosophies.
You know, I've always said that a great film causes you to ask yourself a question. And one of the reasons that I was... not apologetic, but I understood the character that Simmons played, because I'm a driven person myself. I don't have anybody yelling at me, but I related to that. I dug that point. Now, you know, it's just like coaching in football. There are some guys that are intimidators. They yell and they scream. Mm-hmm. Vince Lombardi was one of those guys. Whether you like the process or not, he forced you to find the best parts of yourself and give everything you have. And that's really why I love this movie so. And then the moment at the end, God, I can't wait to see it again. I'm sorry to keep going on, but I was shocked at how much I enjoyed that film.
I want to see it. I really do. And I've heard great things about it. I still think that you say that those are the best two films of the year. I wish you'd see Boyhood. I wish you'd sit through it.
I will.
Because talking about movies that ask a question, I've seen Birdman, and mm-hmm. and it did have me searching my soul a little bit. But Boyhood was amazing, because I still think about it. And I still, you know, it took 12 years
That's
to make
a good
this
film.
Movie.
That's a good film.
And I keep thinking about it and saying, what would I change over the last 12 years? Mm. You know, what? Because the people in there are so far from perfect. The things they do are, some of them, it's like, why are you doing that? Why do you keep doing that same thing? And it made me search my soul and say, wow, am I still doing some of the same stupid crap that I was doing 12 years ago? And if so, why?
Yeah. See, that's a good film. If you find yourself thinking about it days after, weeks after, there are other movies that I have seen, and then a year or two later, I'll rent the movie and I'm watching it. And it's not until I get halfway through it that I realize I've seen it. Those are bad films when it doesn't move you in any way. But films like what you're saying, and I don't, well, I guess I do have a block on Boyhood, but based on your pushing me to the breaking point,
good job,
I will
Mark.
See it. Yes, thank you.
You have the screener. It's behind you on the shelf there.
Yes, you're right. It is. And that's it. I'm going to get it done. So that you'll shut up about it.
And don't think of it as a three-hour movie. Think of it as 2 1.5-hour movies. You can watch it at home in installments.
Right.
All right. Much to be done. Again, I cannot wait to share this. 7:40, 20 minutes until 8. I have a major announcement that is going to affect all of us, and I am so absolutely freaked out about it. Let's do some business and get back in here. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. And I want to tell you about my buddies at South Bay BMW. They strive to give you the South Bay vibe, warm, friendly, and fun. And you'll notice it on your first visit to the dealership, and they want you to experience it every time you come in. When you buy from South Bay BMW, you are a VIP. At South Bay BMW, they're relaxed and they want you to be as well. But there's one area where they're intense and aggressive for you. That's on the price. For over a decade, they have offered the exclusive and unparalleled price match plus guarantee. They will match or beat any BMW quote in California. I am a BMW guy. If you had never driven a car like this, these are performance machines. And South Bay BMW was the very first sponsor of Mark in the Morning. Visit them on Hawthorne Boulevard at 190th Street in Torrance, or visit them online at southbaybmw.com. Don't settle for less. South Bay BMW is the newest member of the McKenna European Auto Centers family. What do you say we find out what is trending? Here is Gina.
All right, well, let's start the day out with a little music news. Sammy Hagar will release a concert recording of his new band, The Circle, featuring Jason Bonham, as well as former Van Halen and Chickenfoot collaborator Michael Anthony. Meanwhile, Mike Porcaro, the longtime bass player for Grammy-winning rock band Toto, passed away earlier Sunday morning at 59 following a battle with Lou Gehrig's disease. Very sorry to hear that. And here's what's trending in sports. The Los Angeles Lakers lost 91-86 to the Atlanta Hawks last night at Staples Center. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now, speaking of Van Halen, let's get into some Van Halen. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Check us out. First of all, Van Halen, nice. This morning, I believe it's at 7:50 is when we're going to do it. We're going to be giving away a trip. Imagine now you and a buddy can go to Cleveland. It gets better.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. You get to go to Cleveland to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You can actually be there. So it's flight, it's hotel, tickets to the event. So this morning, we're going to put two of you on the phone at 7:50, and it's basic trivia. We'll have one winner each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we will put those five later in the show on Friday in a championship. One person left standing wins the trip.
And if I'm not mistaken, the winners each day win something as well, right? Don't they get
Clips
headphones? Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
So there's a winner every single day, and then a grand prize winner gets to go to Cleveland.
Yes, Cleveland. I've been.
We've got to play that Cleveland tourism video. There's a train taking jobs out of Cleveland. We lead the country in drifters.
Now, I also have to warn all of you, and this is the only reason this exists is because I wanted to hear it. You've heard Andy's Bullwinkle, and you've heard Gina's Jennifer Tilly. I wanted a sketch, and basically, it's Bullwinkle walks into a bar. I wrote it this weekend. I didn't even bother Ed with it because he wouldn't know what I wanted. There's no reason to do it. I even tried to make it topical by turning it into a St. Patrick's Day thing. It's not going to help it. But I can't wait to hear it. It's ridiculous and it's stupid, and we'll probably do it Wednesday.
I can't wait to hear it.
Again, Bullwinkle.
It's just ridiculous. Get it, King. Now, this is crazy. An estimated 70 million brackets are going to be filled out during March Madness. And here's the wacky part. $9 billion is bet on the NCAA tournament this year. $9 billion is double what people bet on the Super Bowl.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You know what else I read? Was it last year I read this? Vasectomies. More men plan their vasectomy for March so that they can spend a week with a bag of peas on their lap watching NCAA basketball.
You know, and that's true. What Andy said is true. I had a vasectomy, and I had it on the air. Pretty funny. The doctor who did it, he's a little bit shy, and I had to talk him into doing it because we put a set of headphones and a little Janet Jackson mic in front of his mouth, and he didn't want to do it, but he agreed to for me.
Right.
And so we're doing the procedure, and he was doing something, and I said to him, hey, I feel a little pressure. And he said, it was very funny, he said, so do I. But yeah, that's what you use. You use a bag of peas because, like, if you take a solid brick of ice, you can't do it.
Peas
can't
will
do it.
Mold around anything.
And here's me. Literally the afternoon of my procedure, I tried to get laid, and I almost succeeded.
Wow.
But then she wouldn't. And I'm in it. I mean, what the hell? We're all good. Probably best that we didn't, though.
That hurts my tummy. I don't know why.
All right, and quickly, the top 10 most popular spring break destinations. Number 10, San Francisco. 9, San Diego. 8, New Orleans. 7, Chicago. Miami. Orange County, California. Number 4, Phoenix. 3rd, New York City. Number 2, Orlando. Number 1,
Fort Lauderdale. Seriously, Vegas?
Padre. Yep. Wow.
And they didn't even go Panama City. I thought Panama City would have been mentioned.
Orange County. Oh, the like Hermosa. And then,
not Orange County. Where are they?
Newport. Oh, okay, Laguna Beach.
Wait, that was Orange County over here? I'm sorry.
Wait.
Orange County.
You say Orange County.
I'm sure it's not.
Go back.
Oh. Orange County, California. You're forgetting Disneyland.
Oh.
Yeah, what? But who goes?
Yeah.
Who goes on spring break to Disneyland?
Katie.
Or maybe they're going to Santa Ana. Let's go. Let's have an on in Palma.
Let's go to Frank. He's calling from Cerritos. What up, Frank?
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
I'm hanging out doing some radio, bitch.
Oh, that's nice, man, because I'm out here at Cerritos loading my truck to go make my deliveries.
What do you deliver?
Right now I'm working for a vending company. And we have micro markets that I go fill up at different locations.
So you're the dude that puts the product in the vending machine.
You got it.
Do you ever steal something like food? Do you ever like open a sandwich and eat it and not pay for it?
Pay for it? We get things.
What are these words you're saying,
Mark? If you
Mark?
Drove my truck with the stuff that I have on it, you'd get tired of it within a week.
Yeah. I think it's the same thing as working in an ice cream shop. The last thing you want is ice cream.
You know what, though? Seeing the vending machine guy come with all of the goodies that are about to be packed into that thing puts a bigger smile on your face than a flower delivery guy. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than seeing those mini bags of Cheetos coming your way. I am dead serious.
So, Frank,
Listen, Mark, I just want to thank you, man. Look, when I listen to you and Brian... Many years, I think I got up to the seventh year, and I said, you know what, no more, I can't take it. So I changed the radio station. But now that you're back, and the format with Andy Chandy and Gina Grad, I mean, and Chick on the Street, is just awesome.
Well, Frank, thank you very much. I'm having the time of my frickin' life. I know that these two idiots are. Jackie, who cares, and Danny will be gone in a week.
Yeah, you know, I called last week and I tried to get in. I just wanted to, you know, tell you what's up and congratulations and great job, because you make me laugh in the morning, and then I hear Chick on the Street, like last week at Pink, how excited she was. Just being a dad, listening to that, it made me feel like she was my daughter.
Aww.
And you should be proud. You should be proud of her, because she's just like her dad.
These are nice words. Are you married with kids?
Oh, I'm married. I've been married 31 years today.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey.
Happy anniversary.
As a matter of fact, it's my wife's birthday, Monica Hoffman, Q. I try to buy, you know, AC/DC tickets for her birthday, but it was a little expensive.
Yeah.
And then I heard last week on Friday when you're giving $1,000, I heard this Jose Lopez with the thrill of excitement because he won $1,000. I said, you know what? That could have been me. I could have used that money to buy those tickets.
All right, Frank, let's stop. Let's go back. What is your wife's name?
Monica Hoffman Q. It's really Quijada, but nobody could pronounce it right, so we go by Q.
So, Frank, where is she right now?
Oh, no.
Right now, she's working at Western Medical, the hospital in Anaheim.
Would I be able to reach her by phone right now?
Probably you could.
Well, can you text her and tell her that she's about to get a phone call in 5 minutes?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to do some business. We're going to come back, and we're going to get your wife on the phone with you, Frank. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Give the phone number to Jackie, okay?
You got it.
All right, stand by, Frank. Thanks for calling. So we'll conduct that business. We'll get his wife up and talk to Frank some more. That's coming up. This is 100.3 The Sound. It's Mark in the Morning. So here's funny. Danny's drunk on cough syrup. Jackie is on the phone. We're going to be calling Frank's wife in a minute, Monica. Going to call her in a minute, chat her up a little bit. Got some shenanigans and some tomfoolery planned for that. And at 7:40, Friday, I was saying to the guys, I've got something I wish I could tell you, but I can't. I want to, but I can't. Today, I can.
Yes.
At 7:40, 20 minutes until 8, I'm going to tell you something that will affect all of you.
You seem excited about it.
I can't. Wait. Oh, and I see you almost got me to say it. Now, don't do that. I gotta save it for the big A. The big A.
Right.
It's coming. So we're going to call Frank's wife in a second. Stand by. We got a song here. My name is Mark. That's Andy. That's Gina. That's Danny. And whatever her name is on the switchboard room.
Jackie.
Back after the Jackie.
You jerk.
Kinks on Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. Love it too much. Kinks, two brothers. They both hate each other. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Frank. Frank, again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So, did you text your wife?
Yep, she's going to answer.
Okay, Jackie, if you would please dial up that phone number. We got to get her permission to go on the air.
All right.
Jackie, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right. It's Monday. You know how that is.
Plus, you plastered over the weekend. All she did was drink.
I barely even drink.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Listen, if I had to give you a street name...
Hey, may I speak to Monica?
Hang on, Frank.
Hi, Monica. My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from 100.3 The Sound's Mark in the Morning show.
Tell her Andy has man boobs.
I know you don't really know who Mark is, but he's this guy on the radio. And our other DJ, Andy, he has man boobs, and they really want to talk to you. Yeah? Do we have your consent to go on air?
That's too good.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
Monica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I've got your husband, Frank, here. Say hey to Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hi, babe.
Happy anniversary, Monica. I hear today is 31 years of marriage to this guy.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
And it's her birthday as well, right? Did I
yes,
miss
it that? Is.
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, Monica, I don't know really how to get into this with you. Sometimes on this program, I'll do things where I'll share information about somebody when they themselves have a tough time saying it. So the reason I've got you on the show is to tell you something that your husband couldn't. I'm surprised after 31 years you didn't pick up on it, but Frank is gay.
Well, I had hints nothing.
So, I mean, it sounds like you guys have a pretty good relationship. Frank seems to like you.
Oh, I like him too.
So now, for this being your birthday and this being your anniversary, and Frank has already called up and confessed his love for this program, I think that we all, and I'm speaking of the entire staff here, and by the way, how the hell can you not know who I am?
I do know. I don't know. I don't hear it all the time. Frank does, but I do know.
Okay.
I do.
On behalf of myself and Andy, what the hell is that? And Gina and Jackie, what is that? And Danny, we wanted you and your husband. Do you think that you can postpone celebrating your birthday and your anniversary? What is that?
It just keeps cutting in. I don't.
That's crazy. Do you think that we could get you to celebrate your birthday and your anniversary in September?
Of course.
What?
I don't know what's the craziest thing. We should probably call Terry.
Well, I think what you and your husband are going to need to do is celebrate your birthday and your anniversary sitting in Dodger Stadium watching AC/DC.
Oh, my goodness. No way. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
You're welcome, Frank.
you had to put up with minimal abuse from Mark to get those tickets.
Oh, yeah. I took it easy on
you. Got easy, dude.
Well, see, you don't know me, and therefore you wouldn't really understand it, so I took it really, really light on you. But I really do mean it. I think Frank is closeted gay. One of these times he'll come out and let you know.
Why did I have to come off with man boobs?
Yeah. too much soy.
I think I took the hardest hit here.
And by the way, AC/DC is going to Dodgers Stadium September 28th. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get your tickets at Dodgers.com. But you guys are going for free.
Hey, Monica,
thank
Frank.
Awesome.
Soak some of this in. Listen to this. Listen, you guys have a great time from Mark in the Morning and 100.3 The Sound, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. Let's jump both feet into Andy's capsule. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
I don't wait for you anymore. It is the Classic Rock Time Capsule for Monday, March 16th, 2015. Mark, you've heard imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
I have, yes.
Well, with your cool stories and music in mind, I ran across a story for today that I really want to share. It's got everything that I love: triumph, tragedy, tenacity, and football. But first, I'm going to give you some time capsule red meats, as I usually do. Today in 1979, Supertramp kicks off their Breakfast in America tour in Boulder, Colorado. I'll go ahead and tell you that they're going to be playing us out here today on the Time Capsule. Today in 1989, MTV begin their Win John Bon Jovi's House contest. 1991, Valerie Bertinelli gives birth to Wolfgang William Van Halen. And he starts being the bass player in Van Halen at the age of 7. And then 10 years ago today, Billy Joel enters rehab. But the story I really want to tell you today is a story about this woman. Don't you know? Tammy Terrell singing with Marvin Gaye. She collaborates with him on several duets. Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, also on this one. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no mountain high enough. Basically, if it had an ain't in it, they sang it. until October 14th in 1967, when Tammy Terrell collapses into the arms of Marvin Gaye live on stage. She discovers she has a brain tumor.
Oh.
She undergoes 8 operations over the next 2.5 years, finally succumbs to the disease 45 years ago today.
She was the love of Marvin Gaye's life, and he was devastated at her
passing. Messes him up unbelievably. He stops touring for 4 years, falls into a depression. But one day, Detroit Lions star cornerback Lem Barney and running back Mel Farr knock on his door, and they introduce themselves. They become fast friends, and they help lift Marvin Gaye out of this depression a little bit. Finally, one day, Marvin takes them into the studio to record a song. Here are their voices.
Brother, what's up?
This is a great recording, man.
I love that. I never knew that. Check that out.
Isn't that great?
That's a killer.
So, what does Marvin Gaye do next? Well, he figures that if 2 Detroit Lions can sing on his song, then he can try out for wide receiver in the NFL. Barney and Farr get Marvin a meeting with head coach Joe Schmidt, and then another meeting to prove that he means it. But when Schmidt asks Gaye point blank, he has to admit, no, he never played pro football before. No, he never played college ball. But he just knows that if he caught a pass, he'd score a touchdown with it. Well, Schmidt sends him packing, so we'll never know. And though Motown chief Berry Gordy at first calls What's Going On too political and a tough sell, finally releases it after a year. The song and the ensuing album soar up the charts. They're hailed as pop masterpieces. The song is a #2 hit, sells 2 million copies, and it's Rolling Stone's 4th greatest song of all time.
You can see what's going on.
You know what's going on. How about that story? All right, so here's the Supertramp. I promised you to close out the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You're listening to Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock.
So we played Supertramp a second ago, and it came from Breakfast in America, which is one of those albums in my own personal life that didn't leave my turntable for a year.
Oh, me too. Yeah,
it was an odd time for me, a strange time, and I found solace in that. And these days, when we listen to music, we do it digitally on our iPhones or our iPods or whatever. The other day, and this is crazy talk, this is absolutely crazy, I went back to Breakfast in America, and I listened to it, track one, track two, track. I listened to it just as I did, and I was just in awe. I was just spellbound.
There's so many good, like the second side, Casual Conversations, Is It Mine, and Child of Vision. It's just, every song is a little work of art. It's amazing.
Agreed. This hour, we are going to each shit. We've all in our lives, we've had a run in with a celebrity where you just hap on this celebrity, and we're all going to share ours. May even have time to open the phones and let you share yours. I also had a hint on Friday of something that I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't because it wasn't definite. Well, now it is. At 7:40, I'm going to give you a major announcement, which is going to affect all of you, and I really, really think you're going to like this. Everybody in this room is pumped and buzzed because of this. And we're going to begin the process of giving away a trip to Cleveland to go to the induction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We will allow two of you to join us for simple trivia. We'll have a winner each day, and then on Friday, those five people will go against each other for the championship. Somebody's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Woo-hoo. Might it be you? Mm. Don't know. Not gonna say. Brought let's trend. Here's Gina.
Sorry, I didn't want to step on Danny. Let's see here. Cinderella enchanted box offices over the weekend, racking up over $70 million domestically and $132 million globally. I'm actually very excited about that movie. Meanwhile, Boston has outdone itself when it comes to snowfall. The official total reached 108.6 inches, which is 1 inch more than the previous record, which was set in 1995-96 winter. And here's what's trending in sports. A Kenyan man and woman took the top spots in the LA Marathon yesterday, with Daniel Limo finishing at 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 36 seconds, and Ogla Kimayo finishing at 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 10 seconds. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now for some Led Zeppelin. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
What's the name of the song?
Jermaker, you Jermaker.
Zeppelin, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Big announcement coming up at 7:40, 20 minutes until 8. It's just around the corner.
Your reassignment surgery's been approved?
Reassignment, I love that. Let's go to Troy. He's calling from right here in L.A. Troy, good morning.
Hey, Mark, your mother... Oh, sorry, wrong show.
What's
up?
I'm
very happy to talk to Anus and Andy. but Andy.
Yes, sir.
Last week, you did a bit on Harry Nilsson.
Oh, right.
And you played in the background music without you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the Idol-like whatever show from a foreign country where the girl did that song?
Mm-mm. No, like the one of the European Idols?
Europe something, yeah.
Yeah.
Gina, internet girl, you should look it up.
It's all right.
Under Ken Lee. Like the name K-E-N.
Oh, I know. Yes, I've seen it, of course. Yeah. The second you called me internet girl, I had to step up to the plate. It's amazing. She does, in fact, refer to the song as Ken Lee, and I will show that to them during the break, and maybe we'll play it, because it is phenomenal.
Yeah. That and is she said the language she's singing is in English.
Yeah, something that she made up, some gibberish, and she claims it's English, and it's fantastic.
Oh, like Anne Heche? When she made up her own language?
It's similar. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
fantastic.
Great. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
And how lucky you are, the guys, to have Jackie. She's awesome.
Agreed. Wouldn't you agree, Mark Thompson?
She's all right.
Oh. That is going to be who?
I don't know what the big deal is. She's a girl and she answers the phone. Whatever.
That's what I say about you, too. Like, why do all these people miss you?
Troy, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day, guys.
See ya.
Talk to you soon. Well, I was a little surprised.
Where do you live, Mr. Kit?
At the palace.
My father's teaching me his trade.
You're an apprentice?
Of a sort.
That's very fine. Do they treat you well?
Better than I deserve, most likely. And you?
They treat me as well as they're able.
I'm sorry.
It's not your doing.
Nor yours either, I'll bet.
It's not so very bad. Others have it worse, I'm sure. We must simply have courage and be kind, mustn't we?
Well, number one at the box office.
I can't wait.
$70.1 million for Cinderella.
Yeah.
I want it. It's weird. I'm surprising myself with my excitement to see this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because she is smoking.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Lily James from Downton Abbey.
I have not seen.
That Downtown Abbey. Mm. And then you got Robb Stark.
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones is Prince Charming. Yeah. Kate Blanchett is the evil stepmother. It looks like it's going to be great.
I would go. It's not, but I'm not like you. I wasn't like I'm more pumped about the Liam Neeson film than I am that one.
Maybe I'm talking myself into it because I've got a 4-year old and I know I'm going. I'm trying to find reasons to love it, but it actually looks and all the reviews have just been stellar, glowing,
dude. Dude, look, as a parent, when you've got young kids, you have to go see all that crap. And by the way, I have made a new rule in my life. It's about 5 years old. Because I raised kids and we would go to everything, I have now decided that I will never, ever, ever again, ever in my life see anything on ice. I've had it.
That is a good rule.
The moment for me was when Dumbo came out and ice skated around the thing. That's it. I stood up and I said it. I'm never coming back. And then wait until I get grandkids and you know I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you'll be there.
Just around the corner, our celebrity run-ins. By the way, I've got the top 10 best bars to watch March Madness right here in L.A. Hmm. That's coming up. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sun. Now, at 10 minutes after 8, I'm sorry, 5 minutes after 8, Todd Donahoe joined us, and he's challenged each of us to pick the 4 teams we think will wind up in the Final Four. And I'll be honest with you, I was in the cigar shop this weekend, and I had all the guys pick my 4 because I don't follow college basketball.
Nice.
But we'll do that. We're all kind of picking our 4, so we'll get to that. But if you want to watch March Madness, then these are the best L.A. bars to do so. And if you guys have any history with any of these, throw it out.
Okay.
There's Barney's Beanery on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Of course.
A classic.
Gold Sports Cafe on West 3rd.
Oh, I've been there once, yeah.
Sharky's on Highland Avenue. Nothing?
All right. No.
Was that the one, Manhattan Beach?
No.
Manhattan Beach.
They've got a great grilled mahi mahi there.
They also have these gigantic, like, hypodermic needles that you can do shots out of.
Yeah. And their margaritas are the size of your torso.
I guess what we're saying is go to Sharky's.
Yeah.
The Happy Ending Bar and Restaurant, Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, East Hollywood.
That place makes
good karaoke.
Makes me sad.
Why?
Just. Sometimes the people you find in there.
You just don't like the name.
Yeah. I'm too old, I think.
Smith House Tap and Grill, Santa Monica Boulevard.
Sounds too fancy.
Mm-mm. Rush Street, Culver City.
Oh, that's a great bar. Great food.
And lastly, Good Micro Brew and Grill on Sunset.
Yes.
Really? That's a place to watch?
That's like a Silver Lake area.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only place that's going to have it that far east.
Momentarily, we're going to share our celebrity run-in. This is not somebody we met by doing what we do for a living. This is a celebrity that we just happed on. And we may open the phones and let you share some of yours. Celebrity run-ins next, but first, Beatles on Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock. we're about 10 minutes away from a major announcement. I can't wait to share this. This is fun stuff. Okay, so we'll just kind of blow through this. Celebrity run-ins. This is somebody you just happed on a celebrity, and it was just entertaining.
Right.
Who wants to go first?
Well, the thing with me is, generally, when I'm part of a celebrity run-in, mm-hmm. it's the other person who's meeting a celebrity.
Of course, Andy. We all know that.
can't even say it with a straight face. I got one.
Yeah.
A couple, few years ago, probably like maybe like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm in a medical plaza building in, what's this one down here? Is it?
Cedars.
No, down here, the Century City right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Century City. I'm in a medical plaza, right? Some, I don't know, 20-story medical building. And I share an elevator with Calista Flockhart.
Oh, that's lovely.
And that's one of the places where, you know, you can't really make much small talk. It's like, hey, right. What are you here for? The dermatology? Fertility? Right.
Everybody's weird in the elevator.
Yeah. Well, especially at a medical facility. What you in for?
I've got this growth.
Hey, you want to see something really gross?
Did y'all exchange any conversation at all?
Oh, we totally made up.
No, so nothing.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Yep.
So when I was living in New York, a friend of mine were at a party, and Dennis Hopper was the guest of honor, and I was super excited about that because I just love him in so many things. And as we were waiting for a cab after the party, he walked by with a lady, and my drunk, frazzled, confused, befuddled girlfriend at the time stumbles over to him and says, "Excuse me, I loved you in Silence of the Lambs." Right.
Is this the same woman who dropped her phone into the pool earlier?
No. But I think a week after we were at a happy hour and she spilled a drink all over James Gandolfini. So we parted ways after that.
This woman drinks a lot.
Yep.
Jackie, you're on the board.
So me and my friends went to this, our favorite 70s bar. It's called Good Times. Mm-hmm. And they play all kinds of 70s music. So they're playing some Bretton Woods, Oogum Boogum. And I was dancing and I kept feeling someone like bump into me. And I'm pretty sure it was unintentional. I mean, it was a dance floor. But after enough bumps, I was like, who is this? And I turned around and it was Craig Robinson.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Off the top of your head, you might not know who that is. But if you saw a picture.
From The Office and from a ton of movies.
Hot Tub Time Machine. I mean, he's, yeah. So I didn't get to talk to him, but just the fact that we were shaking our groove thing together, oh, yeah. That was good enough for me.
That's awesome.
Danny.
Walking my dog in the neighborhood, there was a big car accident. And, you know, that always attracts a lot of neighbors and people coming out. So one of the people that came out was Jane Lynch, who ended up being,
nice.
Yeah, she ended up being one of the coolest people. And she was comforting the, looks like a 16-year-old girl who got her brand new car and got into an accident. So she was really cool, and you know, she was cool with everyone coming up and talking to her, and she made it about her, not the car accident.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna go back way back, old school. I had graduated from high school and my girlfriend was going to attend the University of Alabama, so we were up there for her to visit. And so we're gonna have a party with her sister who already lived there. So I go into, and I'm 19. Mm-hmm. So I go into the liquor store, and this particular liquor store, they had shelves of liquor in front of you, and each bottle was numbered. So the idea was you'd find the one you want, then you walk up to the counter and say, "I want number 6. Mm-hmm. And they'd go get it for you, pay for it, and you leave. So I'm standing there and I'm looking at the shelves, and there's a guy next to me, but I haven't really looked. And the guy says, "A lot of choices." I look over, and it's Joe Namath. Now, the reason that he was there, Joe was still playing for the Jets, and during spring, he would go back to the campus of Alabama, and he would supposedly practice. Uh-huh. He was there just to, you know, bang as many as he could and then get back to pro football. So I'm freaking out. You're Joe Namath. I didn't say anything. I think I said, uh-huh. and so I go ahead, and I do my thing. He ordered 6 handles of vodka.
What? 6?
And they put them in a box.
Just 1 3/4 jugs?
Yes, with the handle. The huge. So as he's backing out, he was holding them and he was backing out the door. And there were like 10 people in this liquor store and everybody was buzzing about that's Joe Namath. And Jesus, look how much he got. And as he's backing out, he said, "Hope I got enough."
Whoa.
He climbed into a convertible white 65 Mustang, put on his sunglasses, and drove off.
Wow.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
And that was enough for him for that afternoon.
Hey, this boy swings.
But Mark, I'm sure what really happened is he walked away in slow motion, flicked a cigarette out the window, and then the whole thing just lit up behind him.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
If you've got one you want to share, we are at 8. Hang on. 888-696-10. It's not memorized
yet. You'd
think
yet. You'd have what it handy,
though. Wait, finish it.
I got it in my recipe book.
888-696-1003.
Perfect. If you've got one, we'd like to hear it. And, of course, we've got a special announcement in 8 minutes. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Outfield. I saw them open at the Greek Theater for Mike and the Mechanics. I was a big Mike and the Mechanics fan. Still am. I think they're going to tour. And the Outfield. Basically, was three of them. They were so very good.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed that
show.
They
play a medley of their hit.
Well, it was funny. They did have the one hit, and they made it last like 20 minutes.
So. You play Your Love at first, and then in the middle, you play Your Love, and then you close things out with a reprise of Your Love.
All right, so I've been promoting this special announcement, and I'm going to make it, but I honestly don't know. My concern is that it's too big, that we can't even say the words, because you guys know what this is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, after much deliberation, I think that the only safe way that we can do this is in DEF CON.
Mm. All right.
So the question is, which DEF CON? And I've decided, Andy, if you would take us down to DEF CON 43.
All right, sir.
Oh, God.
Let's wait for it to lock in.
That's, you're going so quickly, so fast down into the Earth's molten core that it makes you throw up.
All right, but we are now safe to make this announcement.
All right.
Tomorrow, a week from tomorrow, the 24th of March, Dwight Yoakam and his entire band are going to plug in for sound session number 2, and 20 of you get to come.
Maybe someday be strong, maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough, you'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong.
Dwight is a dear friend of mine. He has agreed to come up, completely plug in. We're going to bring in 20 of you, 20 listeners, the staff of the sound, and various clients are going to get to come to see this man stand up there and do what he does.
Maybe I'll start tonight and do things right. You'll control me, oh so boldly, room and time free. So the pain that shakes me.
This man has sold 40 million records, 5 number one albums. Johnny Cash said he was my favorite country artist. Chris Isaak said he is the finest writer that ever put pen to paper. And a triple platinum album. And his last album in 2013 debuted at number one.
This old honky tonk.
Now, as I said, 20 tickets. Dave has allowed me to give 4 of them away on my Mark and Linda podcast. That leaves us 16 tickets. Beginning tomorrow, we are going to give away 2. And the next day, 2. 5 days of broadcast with 2 tickets a day given away in a game that we'll determine. That means 6 tickets are going to go into Gina's booty box. What? So that you can do whatever you can to fight for these. You'll sit in the sound and watch this. This song by Dwight, Guitars and Cadillacs is listed as the 49th greatest country song in history.
Show me how this town shatter dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool came to
Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet.
That's not country music.
Yeah.
No, this is American music.
Hillbilly music. Lonely, lonely.
This man is considered the king of hillbilly punk.
Such a good jam right here.
I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me. Cause I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. And there's no place.
And this guy has the ability to sit down and write one of the most moving, meaningful ballads that I think I've ever heard. Country, rock, whatever. It don't get better than this.
I pay rent on a rundown place. There ain't no view, but there's lots of space in my heart. Heart that you own.
Vanity Fair said Dwight Yoakam brought sexy to country.
I paid the rent, paid right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime for my heart. The heart.
As I told the guys on the show a couple of days ago, Dwight performed at a Mark and Brian Christmas show, and my wife had never seen him, didn't know who he was. Out he comes with that cowboy hat down right above his eyes and that long coat, and he sang Suspicious Minds, and he has that signature move. And after that was over, we were driving home, and my wife said to me, "Who is that?"
You left out fine actor and engaging raconteur.
No question about it. This guy is, he's the real deal.
He's so terrifying, terrifying in Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm.
In 24 hours, you're going to have your shot at winning two tickets. The first two will be given away tomorrow here on the program. And each day we will play a game where two more of you will have a chance to sit in the hallway of the sound as Mark in the Morning Sound Sessions number two gets underway.
Golden track.
So get ready, folks. A week from tomorrow, Dwight Yoakam live.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
All right. We can bring ourselves out of DEF CON. And Andy, if you would.
Yeah, okay.
That's you, Danny.
Thanks for the heads up. In there, that's nice.
I just took my headphones off.
Is that me laughing in there?
That's you, man. Yeah,
awesome.
Let's wait for it to lock in. Here is the Electric Light Orchestra on 100.3 The Sound. One of my favorite bands of all time, ELO. Love it too much. Now at 8:50, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland, Ohio. Sorry about the Cleveland, but you'll have a chance to fly there, hotel room, and we'll just do some basic trivia for this. We're going to get one winner each day, and then on Friday, the five winners will come together for the championship. That's going to happen at 8:50. Let's go to the phone, shall we? We did celebrity run-in. Let's go to Ann on line three. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mark and crew. Hi.
So you had a celebrity run-in.
I did, indeed. It was several years ago. My mom and I were together on San Vicente, and my car stopped right in the curve right there by that little elementary school, and this guy pulled over who at the time, because I was so flustered, didn't even realize who it was until he started talking to us. And then we realized it was the gentleman from the Love Boat. It was Ted Lane from the Love Boat, and he actually pushed the car out of the curb to a safe location, offered to take us wherever we wanted to go, but when we told him we'll just wait for the tow truck, he sat there and waited with us, and he was the kindest man.
Wow. Wait,
Captain Steubing? Who was it?
Ted Lang from the Love Boat.
Oh,
Ted Lang.
No,
not Gopher.
He was the bartender. What was the bartender's name?
He was the bartender. Yeah, I can't remember
Isaac.
His name.
Isaac.
Yeah, and he was so, so cool, and I always remember that. My mom and I sometimes talk about how nice he was to stop and do that. And, back then I had an American-made heavy-duty car, and he pushed it all by himself.
Oh,
wow.
What a gentleman.
He was so cool. Very, very nice.
The Love Boat.
I always liked, in the opening credits, how he was working behind the bar, and he winks and points at you. Did he do that when he walked away? There you go.
You know, unfortunately, he didn't. But after that, I started watching Love Boat all of the time. I'm just like, oh, I got to watch it. This guy was so cool.
Look at that.
Well, Ann, that's a really good one. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the program.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. All right, let's go to Joe. He's calling from Riverside. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all doing today?
Really good.
All right. Well, that is excellent to hear. So, yes, I indeed had a celeb run in one particular time. This is about 10 years ago. I was going kind of bored one day, just sort of driving around. There was a guitar center. I was living in Pasadena at the time. So I decided to go in, just check out their stock, see, you know, if there was anything that I might want down the line. And, of course, I pick up one, me being the stupid, impressionable 16-year-old that I was. I decided to just go through and finger tap, and I'm tapping out Eruption. And as I'm doing this, there is this gentleman that peeks around the corner, and I finish up, and he's like, hey, nice job, kid. Walks off. It was only later that one of the associates came up to me, and he was like, you were that guy that was tapping out Eruption earlier, yeah? I was just like, yeah. The guy goes, you realize that was Eddie Van Halen, right?
Nice.
Pasadena native coming down to his local guitar center. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't have any conversation with him.
Oh, I know. I completely missed out on any opportunity of that because he just walked right on out. But honestly, in all of retrospect, it's one of those instances where just that little bit, that instance of, you know, nice job, that in and of itself, I think, is enough for me.
Very cool, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Hey, not a problem. Loving the show, guys. You have a good day now.
You too. He had a little radio guy going on.
Yeah, he could be a radio DJ, couldn't he? Yeah.
Brandon from Orange County. Good morning, Brandon.
Mark?
Yes.
This is Kevin Spacey. I do not want to be best friends with you. You got to stop your cronies and call me and trying to be good friends. I now am building a fence made of Dodger dogs around my compound. This is disgusting. You're creeping me out, pal. Okay, no, all right, just kidding. So I'm in Salt Lake City at a strip club. This gentleman says, hey, do you mind if I sit with you? I said, sure, sit down. It's Peter Green. I'm like, you're Peter Green.
Let's stop. Who is Peter Green?
Peter Green is the villain on The Mask.
Wait, what? I thought you meant the guy who started Fleetwood Mac.
No. He's the actor.
Why would he call in about that on a classic rock station, Andy?
Right.
God, get it together.
But wait, so where would we know Peter Green from?
He was in the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey. He's the villain. He's been in several movies. He's an actor.
Okay, so you're sitting together. You're watching women take their clothes off.
Yeah, correct. Not men, but women, for sure. And, really cool guy. We sat there for about 3 hours, closed the place down. We went to Alberto's and shared some burritos and nachos and was a really nice guy. It was awesome. It was a good time.
Wow, that's what I call hitting it off with somebody.
Yeah, he was in Pulp Fiction, The Mask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that
very
dude.
Good actor.
Okay.
You're still creeping me out, though. I don't want to be best friends, though. This is Kevin.
Brandon, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Now, I know that Gina mentioned this a little earlier, but we lost, the Picaro brothers are pretty much well known as the backbone of Toto, or at least where it began. Mike Picaro, who played bass for Toto, died early Sunday at the age of 59. He had left the band when he began to experience numbness in his fingers. 3 years later, he was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. I hear the drums echoing tonight. Guitarist Steve Lukather later added on Toto's page, quote, "My brother Mike Picaro is now at peace. I will miss him more than I could ever put into words. My deepest love to the family." Now, Mr. Lukather is going to be on the program next week. We had to move him around. He was scheduled for Tuesday, and then we booked the Dwight Yoakam thing, so we're trying to find another day next week. But hopefully Steve can make it down, and he can share his love and stories of Mike.
He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
And in the category of this is a soap opera just waiting to break out, and it's just too nuts, Pamela Anderson has obtained a restraining order against her estranged husband, Rick Solomon, in their bitter divorce battle.
Now, I really thought that was going to be the one that worked out.
Now, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it. I can't really tell it. So this is just how nuts it's gotten. In court documents, Pam claims that Rick tried to strangle her and smother her with a pillow while they were having sex in January, while he claims that the Baywatch star had numerous abortions. In an email Pam submitted to the court, Rick writes, quote, "I did not know she was a serial baby killer to her husbands. She should be locked up." He also says she begged him to get her pregnant when they were married the first time, and when she did, she got the abortion. And in a text, Rick allegedly wrote that Pamela begged Kid Rock to knock her up when they were married, and she might have gotten pregnant twice with him. According to TMZ, Pam has filed for divorce and Rick has filed for an annulment, claiming fraud. In an email, Rick allegedly calls the vegan a fraud because she eats fish and shrimp, and that he's offended that she cooks pork for her kids because he owned a pig for 10 years.
Yeah, it sounds like he's doing his best to sling mud at her, but the only one that really sounds just legitimately insane is this dude, Rick Solomon.
Yeah. Now, they've gotten married and divorced like three times or something.
I'm out of well, A, I don't particularly care. B, I'm just, you know, what's we were talking about it last week. The definition of futility is doing the same thing several times and expecting a different outcome.
Right. It could be these kind of people that they love each other dearly, but they just can't live together. That's the way Matthew McConaughey described his parents.
Yeah.
Either way, it's nuts, nut bags, and I couldn't love it more. Momentarily, we're going to do something because I've lost my sheet. Hang on a minute.
Todd.
Ah, thank you. Now, we're going to have to pick our basketball teams. We each pick four. Sports with Todd is in 4 minutes. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Yes, sir. What do you say we delve into the world of sports? Let's find out what's up with Todd, Mr. Donahoe. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, great morning to you guys. Okay, first off, my brush with celebrity. Okay, here we go. June 1977. I'm getting on a plane in Grand Rapids, Michigan to go to my cousin's wedding in Minneapolis. Got to go to Chicago first to transfer. I get on the plane, sit down, and there's this a tall, young black man wearing a Michigan State basketball T-shirt. And I said, "Do you play for Michigan State?" He goes, "Well, I will this fall." I said, "Oh, you're just graduating high school?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You any good?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm pretty good. So I'm heading out to Los Angeles for an All-Star game." "Oh, really? What's your name?" "Irvin Johnson." Irvin, nice to meet you. I'm the new sportscaster. I just graduated college. I'm the new sportscaster at WOTV Grand Rapids." I said, "Imagine I'll be covering some of your games." So we get off at O'Hare. He's getting ready to transfer his flight out in Los Angeles. I'm going to Minneapolis.
And I buy him a hot dog. I said, let me buy a hot dog. Okay, fine, great. So every time that I have seen Irvin Johnson since then, I always continually remind him, Irvin, Magic, you owe me a hot dog.
And when you bring it up, does he remember that run-in?
Oh, yes, he does, and he laughs, and just, we always have a fun time. Me asking him, when he's just graduated from high school, are you any good? All right, guys, NCAA basketball tournament time. Here we go. It's a little competition, okay? We're going to do a draft of four teams. Now, each one of these teams you have throughout the tournament, you get 1 point for your first win with that team, 2 points with your second win for that team, three for the third, and so on. We will draft in alphabetical order. Nobody can take Kentucky since they are the odds-on favorite to win. So, Andy, you pick first, your team.
I am going to lose this competition. Nice music, Mark.
Thanks.
I'm going to lose this competition because I'm going to take all Big Ten teams.
Okay.
This time, but I'll take my best pick first. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is first. Gina, who do you want?
First team, Midwest. Yep. I'm going with my alma mater, Kansas.
Kansas. Okay. Very good. And Mark.
I don't even know how this works. I don't know basketball, but
you
I was
can't
in the
cigar. Take Wisconsin or Kansas, okay? So take another team.
Okay. I was in the cigar shop, and the guys gave me these teams. So I'll start with Duke.
Duke. Very good. Okay. You got Duke. I guess I will go with Villanova, and now I pick again, and I will go with Gonzaga. Mark.
Louisville.
Louisville. Gina.
OSU, Oklahoma State.
Okay, State. And Andy.
I'll do my Boilermakers, Purdue.
Purdue. Now, Andy, you pick again.
Let's do Michigan State.
Michigan State. Gina.
Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington. Mark.
How come I didn't get to pick? Never mind. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Very good. I'm going to go with Arizona. And then now I pick again, and I will go with, this is my tournament dark horse, Arkansas. Mark.
Virginia.
Damn, that was
Virginia,
mine.
Good one. Gina.
Well, I was Virginia, so did anyone do Northern Iowa?
No one has. That's a good team.
I'm taking it.
Okay, and finally, Andy.
I'm rounding out my sweep of Big Ten teams with Iowa.
Iowa. Now, here's my thoughts on the tournament this year. The seedings go as they go. That's fine. But what I couldn't believe is, now, let me just ask a rhetorical question to Andy. Andy,
yeah.
What is the greatest basketball playing state in America?
That would be the Hoosier State of Indiana.
Indiana. There are five teams from the state of Indiana that make the NCAA basketball tournament. They put all five in one regional, the Midwest.
Yeah.
So they're going to knock themselves off, and of course Kentucky will probably win that region anyway. But you know, the Final Four this year is in Indianapolis. Couldn't they give a couple of Indiana teams another shot to get in from another regional?
That's ridiculous.
Todd, I want to ask a question because it always happens this way. Obviously, Kentucky is going in undefeated. Do you think Kentucky is going to win it, or do they drop? Do they go down?
Mark, I think they're going to win it. I think this is the first team since 1976, Indiana. Think about it. It's been, 39 years where no team has gone undefeated through the tournament to win it. Indiana State had a chance in 79. What was it, 1990? University of Nevada, Las Vegas had a chance. You know, there's always been a chance, but someone trips up and loses. I think this year Kentucky winds up winning the NCAA tournament and a perfect 40-0 record. First time in 39 years since 1976 Indiana that a team goes undefeated and wins the NCAA tournament.
Todd has always said, as long as I've known him, that March Madness, pound for pound, is the simple greatest sporting event of the entire year.
And this weekend is the best. And I am taking the Mark in the Morning show on the road to Las Vegas this weekend. Friday morning, I will be reporting from the MGM Grand Sportsbook. apparently, the weekend is just incredible with people betting these games. And obviously, it's spring break, too. And I'm going to go with my brother. You remember my brother Bruce, right, Mark?
Yeah, I never cared for him.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Bruce and I are going to go there, and we're taking our wives as well, and we're going to bet the game. So I'm going to give you kind of a an inside look at the betting mania that goes on with the NCAA tournament. I heard you earlier this morning say $9 billion is bet on the NCAA tournament, twice as much as the Super Bowl.
Todd, what fantastic sponsor is it that allows you to do this?
Baby, listen, you know, you can't use the words March Madness associated with any kind of advertising because they've copyrighted it. But you would have to be a madman not to march to Frontier Toyota in Valencia to buy a car, okay? Go see my good friends Bob Corson and Joe Caso. Visit FrontierToyota.com.
Todd, can I just tell you, and just sitting here listening to you talk, which I've done for 25 years, you're like putting on an old comfortable glove, and I mean that in the most loving way. I am so glad that it worked out for you to come back over here and work with me.
Well, it's great to be there and be with you guys. And Jameis Winston says he's not going to attend the NFL draft. He's just going to stay at home with his family. How about that?
And is he going to go number one to Tampa Bay?
He'll go number one to Tampa Bay, yeah.
What about his off-the-field issues?
I think they'll look the other way on that and figure that was lack of maturity. Maybe he's going to grow up. But as far as being NFL-ready, he is the most NFL-ready of the quarterbacks.
And with the combine, a lot of times it'll happen with an athlete. Mariota's the quarterback from Oregon, his stock has dropped.
Has dropped, but now they say there's rumors that Chip Kelly, the former Oregon coach, now the coach with the Eagles, is actually still thinking about trading up to try to get him. So we'll have to see. You know what I love about you? Mark was the first one to tell me how much he loves watching the NFL Combine. So here's a typical conversation in the Thompson household, okay? Linda goes, Mark, come on, we have dinner plans with the Johnsons. Hold on, Linda, the tight ends are running their 40-yard dashes.
Dude, I sat on my couch and watched offensive lineman bench press.
Yeah.
And was riveted to it.
It's amazing.
Todd, listen, and by the way, Todd's not always going to be on the phone. We're having a nice, pretty broadcast line put in his house with a microphone, so it's going to sound like he's in the room with us, but we just don't have that yet, but we wanted to go ahead and get him going. Todd, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Shortly, we have the 17 germiest places in your home. Mm. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Anybody in radio, you wait.
You got to wait for this. There you go.
I always wait for Shake Your Tree.
Mm. Oh, dude. Yeah, and at the end of Layla, the guitar feedback that sounds like sure. A bird tweet, you got to. Sure. They'll be out front with torches, pitchforks and torches if you don't wait for that.
Now, Bobby Collins has joined us. He got here early, so we just brought him in. We're going to do his segment in a minute, but he's going to sit here and listen to us talk about germy spots. Bobby is a very, very funny man. He's here for a great cause, which we will get into. So here are the 17 germiest spots. Now, I got to tell you, my wife is a germaphobe. And when you hear some of these, it's going to stick with you, and you're never, ever going to use them again.
These are the germiest spots where?
In the home.
In the home.
Is her favorite perfume Purell? Is she just lathered in it?
She goes to CVS, the only place that they sell them. She gets those little packets of towelettes.
The moist towelette,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She buys those, and they kill everything. And she's got them there everywhere she is. She's got about 30 in her purse. I think there's a couple in her butt. She's always ready to germify something. Here we go. And I don't know if these are really in order or not, but I'm going to pretend like they are. Number 17, ice. 70% more germs than toilet water.
No.
Really? If you use your hands.
No, they say that at fast food places, when you go to the ice dispenser, it's filthy and disgusting, but that is my favorite thing.
Yeah, but, from the fountain?
Yeah.
Well, if you use a scoop or whatever, or tongs in your ice box, it doesn't have to be that filthy.
Why are you struggling with this list?
Ice. Number
70% more germs.
Number 17.
16. Ladies' handbags,
yes.
1 in 5 are a health risk.
They're disgusting because you put them on the floor, you put them, you know, on next to you at a baseball game, in a bathroom, whatever. This thing is like a petri dish.
And you're always digging in
exactly.
Them. 15, Restaurant menus, 185,000 bacteria per square centimeter.
Especially the ones with the pictures where you see the fly on it.
Number 14, your barbecue grill is crawling with bacteria.
I didn't know
what?
That.
Oh, is it just because you're putting the meat on it, you're taking it off, you're not scrubbing it out in between?
Salmonella and so forth?
There you go.
Now, but see, but my thought is, once you jack it up, the heat, then it's going to kill all that, right?
Right.
Like a self-cleaning oven.
Number 13, your office desk, 400 times more bacteria than your toilet.
Well, I thought this was stuff in the home. Now you're going into the office.
I am.
Some people.
I lied to you when
you
I said home.
You pulled the rug out from under me.
A lot of people have an office in their home.
All right.
Number 12, light switches.
Oh, yeah.
217 bacteria per square inch. Yeah. Number 11, your pillow.
No!
It is a breeding ground for your bacteria.
Oh, don't say that.
But does it matter if it's your bacteria? Do you just keep infecting yourself every night?
Probably.
And I'm a drooler.
Oh, no.
Number 10, your bathtub. 19,500 bacteria per square inch.
No! Calgon, don't take me anywhere. Please, don't get in that bathtub.
Your soap dispenser. 1 in 4 can make you sick.
Yeah, but then you're going to get some soap and you're going to wash that off.
Andy, you're arguing with the list.
I'm angry at that list.
This is white paper with black words. It is fact. Mm. And I got it off the internet.
You know how many germs are on that list? Per square
inch? Number 8. ATMs. 12,000 bacteria per square inch.
I think about that every time I withdraw cash.
Wear gloves.
Yes.
Yeah. And the money's filthy, too.
Number 7. Yeah. And we've all heard this one. Toothbrushes.
No.
They are bathroom germ magnets.
Mm-mm.
Number 6, the gasoline pump. 70% more germs on that than a toilet. Now, once my wife heard this one, she stopped using them. We go through paper towels like a madman. Number 5, germiest spot. Kitchen sponge.
Sure.
250,000 times dirtier than your toilet.
Then how does that work? That's so disgusting. How
you
does
wipe
that work
up
when you don't have a dishwasher and you're sponging off all your dishes like us poor folks?
Well, use paper towels.
Or wipe with a sponge.
The dirty, disgusting sponge.
Number 4, germiest spot, elevator buttons. Mm-hmm. 1 in 10 will give you the flu.
I poke buttons on the elevator with my briefcase.
Oh, that's smart.
Smart.
Yeah. Or elbow.
Yeah.
Number 3 is surprising. A stack of clean laundry. There is 100 million E. coli bacteria per load.
No.
How is that? It's like they're saying, you know what's filthy? Sterilization equipment. Like, it's clean. You're saying it's clean because you just clean it in the washing machine. How
Number
can it be dirty?
Number 2, and Andy just mentioned it, money. Yeah. 200,000 bacteria per square inch.
And they also say that a lot of dollar bills have traces of cocaine on it, so have fun with that.
And then number 1, the keyboard of your computer. 200 times more bacteria than your toilet seat.
You know what I'm surprised is missing from that list? I've always heard that remote controls.
Yeah, no, that one was on there, and I decided not to use it because that obviously, when you check in a hotel, Linda, first of all, she puts on a hazmat suit and just starts scrubbing everything. And I will say, I don't germaphobe like she does, but the one that does make sense, and I've mentioned this, I do take a towelette from her and scrub down my airplane seat.
Oh, yes.
Because 12 people have sat in that and ate in that and farted in that. And so I take a towelette and I scrub everything down.
I've learned something here.
Yeah. Do you put the remote in a Ziploc bag and use it that way?
No. She just wipes it down. Wow. She wipes it down.
Do you?
No, but I'm going to start.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of these things we talked about, like, listen, I think the nastiest thing we've talked about is the kitchen sponge.
Yeah,
because, look, you wipe up raw chicken juice. You wipe up raw egg, and then you just rinse it out. that stuff is sitting in that sponge and it's breeding.
It's having a party.
Oh, yeah. It really is. And then you don't ever wash it. You don't ever throw it away. It is, I mean, it can make you sick. Paper towels, my people. Paper towels. We've got the trivia game coming up. Somebody's going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland and watch the induction. But when we come back, we're going to get to know Mr. Bobby Collins. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. There is nothing more important that we can talk about today than this.
When things go ape, take time to live a little at Dairy Queen.
Oddly, that was in one channel.
Yeah, it was the left channel.
However, hear my words. Dairy Queen is celebrating their 75th anniversary today. At Dairy Queen, free ice cream cones today.
What?
75 birthday. Free ice cream cones at Dairy Queen today.
All right.
Why so go be here? The idiot and stand in line right. to wait for an ice cream cone.
I don't even know
cone.
Where Dairy Queen
right.
is.
I've never wanted a dilly bar so bad as I do right now.
Is there one around here?
Are you from here?
No, not originally, but...
Where originally?
Kansas, and oh, they're on every corner.
Is that right?
Oh, the peanut buster parfait, oh yeah.
Kansas. Dude, look, for my money, if we're going to the island and I can only take one dessert... That is, I'm standing in line at Dairy Queen, and I'm saying to myself, I'm just going to get a small. I'm going to get a small. That's what I'm going to get is a small. Yes, sir, can I help you? I would like the large, the, what do they call it?
The Blizzard.
Blizzard.
I knew it.
Reese Cup Blizzard.
Yes.
I'll get the large, but I'm never gonna finish this. I'll maybe half of it. And then, of course, you've got that long red spoon, and you're just scraping the bottom of the bowl to get that last. That is it for me.
I want an ice cream cone that's dipped in the butterscotch chemicals.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh sure. Oh, you talk about bacteria. There you go.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
Well, a Comedy Central roast of Justin Bieber ended with Bieber apologizing for, quote, turning a lot of people off in the last few years. But he said he knows he can still put out good music and turn everything around.
Yeah, well, then why don't you do it?
In the premiere of the 10th season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim revealed that she and Kanye are trying to have another baby, but confided that it's not going as well as she'd hoped. And here's what's trending in sports. Lakers coach Byron Scott said guard Jeremy Lin will most likely start the team's final 10 games. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. Now let's get into some U2. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
You too, Mark in the Morning, The Sound. I wanted to get this out because I was touched by it. Have you guys seen this video with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
With the kid with the arm?
Oh. I mean, that okay, so, so, yeah, I mean, the kid, he has an underdeveloped right arm.
Ugh.
And he's a big, big fan of Iron Man. So his parents are walking the little kid. He's, what, Bobby, you think maybe six, seven, eight?
Yeah, little. So, adorable.
So they're walking him down a hallway of a hotel, and he doesn't know where he's going. Robert Downey Jr. is in a hotel room dressed in character as Tony Stark.
Ugh. Wow.
And he's got these two suitcases on. So they bring the kid in, and the kid doesn't react to the fact that that's Tony Stark standing in front of him. And Tony is talking to the kid, and the kid is being very friendly and nice, but he's not reacting. Mm-hmm. And Robert's saying things like, how are your travels? And the kid, they were fine. He goes, well, I got a couple of things over here. Help me open these suitcases. And he brings out one of his Iron Man arms, and he puts that one on. Oh. And then he brings out the one made for the kid, and they strap it on. And then finally, the dad goes, do you know who that is? And he goes, Dad, it's Tony Stark, of course. It is so touching and moving to watch it. It's just a simple little video, but it's awesome. And that leads us into why Bobby has joined us today. Bobby is a stand-up comedian. He's been doing this forever. And his daughter is challenged.
Yes.
And there is a place she goes to called Zeno Mountain Farm. And before we get into the point, tell us exactly what goes on at Zeno Mountain Farm.
About 12 years ago, I was looking for a camp for our daughter. You know, she doesn't walk, she doesn't talk, but to me, she speaks volumes, and I must be pretty special if God gave her to me. And I always thought, Mark, I had a big heart. I did. What goes around comes around, put it out there, do. But until you have a special kid, God swings the doors open of your heart like you can't believe.
Wow.
And I'm going, oh, my God, I have a different purpose. Also, make people laugh, but make my heart. And she goes to this camp, and we found it, called Zeno Mountain Farm. It's up in Lincoln, Vermont, here in Los Angeles, Venice, and Florida. And nobody gets paid. There's 500 people that different camps. They do 120, about 4 months a year at the different areas. No one gets paid. The counselors who help the kids and the adults don't get paid. The people who attend the camps don't get paid. So it's all and the friendships and the love. And I've been going there 12 years. I see people now that have grown up. That, Bobby, how are you? Oh, they're Down syndrome, autistic, and they like me. Hey, Bobby. They're wonderful. They're wonderful, you know. And, you know, you turn on television, you know as well as I do, we're sharing the planet with a lot of different types of people now. We got to start thinning out the herd, you know. You know, the gene pool could use some chlorine. So when you're with these people, you know, I mean, it makes life the way it's supposed to be. You know, my wife's mad at me here in California. I got back yesterday from Charlotte, and I got back yesterday. She's mad at me because I disconnected our home security system, and I bought two Syrian flags, and I went online, bought one of those black ISIS flags. Sitting right now in front of my house, the local police, sheriff, CIA, Homeland Security, FBI, and Secret Service, and I'm saving $49 a month. Are you kidding me?
Well, now, Bobby, you have an event,
yes.
Comics for a Cause. It's going to be at the Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. This is raising funds for the
yes.
Zeno Mountain Farm. When is that show?
This is this Wednesday night, 2 days from now. Who we got? Paul Reyes last year, Ray Romano. We have a lot of surprise people come in. The girl from, she's got a show on television, Celista Lorenzo. She's got a show on ABC, a comic.
Christella? Yes,
and that's the name of the show. She's emceeing the event. A lot of surprise guys that have always stopped in. I think last year we sold out big, and it's just a good time to let it out for the right reasons, for putting all this other stuff away and just coming in and seeing people for who they are.
And when is the show?
It's this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at the Hermosa Comedy and Magic Club down here in Hermosa Beach, California.
Great venue, great part of the city.
It is.
Danny, please make a note. Make sure I keep talking about that so we can pack it out for you. Now, Bobby, you stay where you are. We're going to have a trivia contest. If you want to qualify for this trip to go and see the induction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, round trip flight, hotel room, and tickets.
I thought it was a one-way ticket to Cleveland. Is it round trip?
No, you get to come back.
That would be, you lost a bet. You have to stay in freaking Cleveland.
I just played Cleveland. It was 4 degrees below. I farted. My underwear broke. They're good people.
If you want to play the game, again, you're only qualifying. We're going to take a winner each day. This is basic trivia. You call 888-696-1003. The game is next. Bobby, stay where you are.
Thanks,
this
buddy.
Is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Nice. What we're going to do is we're going to qualify one person each day to play this game. You will qualify today to win a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cleveland, flight, hotel, tickets to the gig. We're going to select the first two callers. All the phones are lined up, but we're going to select Lisa and Ken on lines 1 and 2. They are going to compete with each other. So you two, welcome to the first round of competition.
Thank you.
And real quick, Mark, the daily qualifier doesn't walk away empty-handed and just waiting to see if they get the big prize. The daily qualifier wins a pair of Klipsch R6i in-ear headphones, which is a very nice prize.
Right on, nice. Gina.
Thank you, Danny.
Well, I'd like to say good morning, too. Thank you very much for having us on.
Oh, you're kind. Thank you. Now, here's how it's going to work, you two. We're going to go to three. The first one to three correct answers is today's qualifier. I'm going to read the question. If you think you know the answer, you shout your name. That is your buzzer. Do not answer the question until I've called on you, because sometimes you both yell at the same time. Andy and Gina will be listening to make sure that we pick the right person. Do you understand so far?
Yes.
Yes.
Lisa, I'm not sure about you. You seem a little dim. You got everything here.
Yes, I do. Thanks for asking.
Sorry. All right. Here we go. Prepare yourselves to be smart. Question number one. What was the first animated TV series to win an Emmy Award in 1961?
Ken.
Where you will...
Oh, Ken.
Ken.
Was that
Ken?
Was that Ken?
Ken.
Ken?
Yes. It was the Flintstones.
That is incorrect. You can no longer answer on this question. What was the, and this is for you, Lisa. What was the first animated TV series to win an Emmy Award in 1961, where you will often hear the star of that cartoon sing an inaccurate rendition of Oh My Darling Clementine?
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know the name of it. I know it.
I need your answer.
Okay, so this is the 1961, you said?
I need your answer.
I don't have it. Oh, my head. I know it. I don't have the name. Okay, sorry.
It's Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound, yeah.
Oh.
All right, you're still both on the board. Ken, you're back in. Next. What computer accessory shares the same name as a rodent?
Ken.
Ken.
Mouse.
That is correct.
Wow, these questions are all over the place.
Nice gliss.
All right, so Ken now has one. Lisa.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm listening to you speak, sir.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. A person who is lactose intolerant should avoid what product?
Ken. Ken.
Ken.
Dairy.
No.
Yeah, it says milk, but yes, of course, dairy. That is correct, Lisa.
I know. I have to get the I have to get the third one right.
Well, you got to get one right.
To block him, I know.
Well, he's got two. If he gets one more,
yeah, you
then it's,
he wins.
You
got to
do. You got to do three straight here, Lisa. So I'd be shouting my name. Good luck. Godspeed.
All right. What is the most common name in the world? And
Ken.
Also. Was that Ken? Ken. Ken.
John.
Incorrect. Lisa, you're on the board. I'll read the entire question.
Okay.
What is the most common name in the world and also the name of one of the greatest boxers who can sting like a bee?
Oh.
Ali.
What?
Ali.
Oh, man. Oh, this is heartbreaking.
Well, you got the last part right, but no, the most common name in the world is Mohammed.
Oh.
No point.
Right.
Did you understand the rules at the top?
I didn't think of the first name. The last name popped her first in my mind before the first name.
Okay,
I
ease
like
up with
Lisa.
The two.
She's feisty.
She's still alive. Still alive.
Good girl.
All right, so it's Ken 2. Lisa, you got nothing, so you need to really improve quickly.
Okay.
Elsie the cow advertises Borden Dairy products, and her cartoon husband, Elmer the Bull, also is the mascot for a brand of what product?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Cheese.
No, that's wrong.
Oh.
Ken?
Milk.
No, it's glue.
Yeah.
Elmer's glue.
No. That's weird. They're husband and wife?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is the same company own both? I don't think you should be in both the glue and the milk business.
If you just joined us, we're looking for qualifiers for a trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. We've got Ken and Lisa on. First one to three wins. Ken's got two. Lisa, goose egg.
Hold on. Do they make the glue out of the hooves of the cows?
Oh, Mark, just keep going.
Oh,
this is going to get horrible quickly.
What drink is made from rice, water, yeast, and koji mold, and is a popular alcoholic beverage in Japan?
Ken.
Lisa. Oh.
Ken.
Hang on.
Bobby.
I said Ken.
All right, so obviously Ken has chimed in. Lisa, if he answers this correctly, then you can maybe try again tomorrow.
Okay, I know this one for sure, though.
Good for you. But see, Ken beat you to it. So, Ken,
no,
what is
I
the...
I'm telling you this so far. I have a speaking issue, so I talk really slow.
Okay, well, that's fine. let me get a answer from Ken, and then I'll talk to you again, Lisa. Ken, what am I asking for?
Serve it warm, sake.
Ken is our first qualifier for the trip to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. So, Lisa, you can still call back tomorrow. We're going to qualify somebody every single day and then have the championship on Friday. Ken, congratulations. Lisa, I enjoyed talking to you, and maybe you can qualify tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Lisa. And right, also, so, and Ken, you also are the big winner of a pair of Klipsch headphones, R6i in-ear headphones. They're awesome.
Nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and welcome back, Mark.
Thank you, sir. And Gina, can I officially say that that is your part in this game?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I'll be honest with you, they're fantastic headphones, but I've got a block on it.
You know what? You have a million plates spinning. Let me help you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Bobby, I'm going to get you out of here. This guy is doing a fantastic thing for the Zeno Mountain Farm. He is raising money with an event. It's Comics for a Cause at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. Did you say it's this Friday?
Wednesday. This Wednesday. You can go to brownpapertickets.com, buy your ticket. It's going to be an hysterical night. We had a great time last year, and it's not in Charlotte. It's here in Hermosa Beach, because the last time I was in Charlotte, you have 45-second crosswalks. 45. I'm from New York City. Live quick, die quick, talk quick. I lost my keys. I can't find my car. Give me a gun. 44, 43. I got to the middle of the street. I had lunch. Then I robbed a bank and still had 3 seconds to spare. Mark, you're the best. Thank you, guys. I'll see you Wednesday night.
Talk to you soon, Bobby. Much is yet to come. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Uncle Joe has entered the room getting ready for his shift. What do we got on tap for the 10 at 10, Joe?
Kicking off the 10 at 10, you remember what year Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein came out in? Remember
that? 74?
They're pretty good, huh? 18 different answers. 74, you are correct. I got 10 songs of 74 celebrating all kinds of things from the 70s, except pantyhose. The Sound's 10 to 10, supported by Amtrak, where kids 2 to 12 ride for 50% off, making 500 destinations a far better ride. Book at Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply. Nice hearing Bobby Collins on with you.
He's
the best. Pretty good Bobby Collins imitation. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, please.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Well, Uncle Joe, will you be at the Comedy and Magic Club on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I park cars the first part of the evening, and then I come in for the show.
And then you get
to
enjoy the show at brownpapertickets.com?
That's it.
Awesome.
And then we go to Charlotte.
Tomorrow is action-packed. Obviously, it's St. Patrick's Day, so we're going to get involved. First of all, Andy has prepared a St. Patrick's Day itty-bitty theater. So we'll be giving that to you.
Should be fantastic.
Chick on the Street is at an Irish pub all morning long. Can't wait for that. We're going to call an actual Irish pub in Ireland. That's hysterical. And we also are going to give away the first two tickets to see Dwight Yoakam in the Mark in the Morning Sound Sessions number 2. We're going to be giving away a total of 20 tickets. 20 of you listeners are going to be able to come up here to the hallways of the Sound and watch this guy who has sold 40 million records in his career and watch him perform. I got heartaches in my pocket. So that is tomorrow. Two tickets will go to somebody out there who loves Dwight Yoakam.
Want more Mark in the Morning? Live and in living color in Southern California. Listen weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 100.3 FM.